The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, teaches us of Chanina ben Chanoi Omer. Chanina ben Chanoi teaches us Haner Balayla, somebody remains up in the evening. Bahalach v'derech yichidi, or he walks on the road by himself. Uva ma'afana libel ba'atala, or he wastes time. Hareza mischai ben nafshay. So of course the Mefarshim asks, what is the connection, what is the common denominator between these three different activities that for which all of them, the Mishnah says, Hareza Mischaiv Benafshay. So I saw a pshat from the Sefer Einei Shmuel. The Gemara Masech the Erev and Daf Samechei Omer Aleph teaches us, Lo Ivri Laila El Lashinsa. Night was created, says the Gemara, to sleep. But the Gemara also says, Lo Ivri Laila El Gersa. Night was created to learn. So what is it? Are you supposed to learn at night? Are you supposed to sleep at night? So he says, both are correct. When a person sleeps, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, the Peites of an Aleph, teaches us the loss of love, there's going to be a dialogue between Yitzchak Avinu and Hashem. And Yitzchak Avinu says, half of a person's life is night when he sleeps, and he doesn't do an Aveira. But there's a better way to spend your night. If you learn your night. So, if you're learning at night, of course it's better to be up and learn. If you're not learning, it's better to go to sleep to avoid doing any aveir. The Pasuk also says in Tehillim, Ki malach v'tzav lach l'shmarcha b'chol d'rechecha. A person, b'chol d'rechecha, when he acts appropriately, he creates, learns Torah, does mitzvahs. He creates malachim that protect him. So, what happens if a person doesn't do mitzvahs and a person doesn't learn Torah? He doesn't have those malachim. So that's what the Tana is saying. Hamahalach haniyah belayla. You're up at night, v'mahalach b'derech yichidi, and you're up, and you're traveling alone on the road, and you need to be concerned that it's night, and you're traveling alone. What is the only thing that can protect you is if you learn Torah. But says the Mishnah, if this person who's up at night and walking on the road alone is mefana libar levatolo, he doesn't learn Torah, so then he's in great danger. Another pshat that I saw from Darugas Haboisim in trying to explain this Mishnah, he says that many times people learn Torah, people do mitzvahs, but their intentions are not as they ought to be. So says the Mishnah, Hamahalach Hanei Balayla, he's up at night, Vamahalach Bederech, and he's Yechidi, he's spending the time alone to learn Torah. So you would think he's wonderful. He's spending his nights learning Torah. Teaches us the Tana. As great as what this person is doing, if chas v'sholom mifana liba levatolo, he doesn't have the right intention. His intention is levatolo, chas v'sholom, hareze mischai benafshay. He's putting himself in danger. So I saw that Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Dushinsky, the Rav of Yerushalayim, asks, why does the Tana of our Mishnah use the wording of Hareza Meschayiv benafshoy. If the Tana wants to say that somebody acts this way, is acting inappropriately, and he's chayiv misa chas v'sholem, so the Tana should have said, areza chayiv misa. What's the wording areza meschayiv benafshoy? So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each one of us with a neshama tahira. And our job is to use that neshama to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs. But we also have in us a yetzer hara that causes us to do averis. And of course, brings down that beautiful, holy neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's a way to battle that yetzer hara. The way to battle that yetzer hara is with learning Torah. Barasulach yetzer, barasulach Torah tavlin. The Torah is the antidote to the yetzer hara. And that's why the Yalkut Shemoni says, Lo nivra oilam ela b'shvil ha-Torah shenikra reishis. Because if a person didn't have Torah, he would not be able to survive and use his neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. But continues Rav Dushinsky to say, so that's good for a person who can learn Torah. But what happens if a person can't learn Torah? He doesn't have the ability, he doesn't have the time, he doesn't have the wherewithal. So he says, such people should support those who learn Torah. He of course says that is only acceptable for those who don't have the ability to learn. As the Gemara Masechta Chagiga, Daf Hei Yom Beis teaches us, Shloisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baich Aleim B'chol Yoyim. The three that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry about every day. And one of them is Amisha Efshalai Lasik B'Torah Vein Isik. He has the ability to learn Torah and he doesn't. So, now let's understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that he should learn Torah. If he doesn't learn Torah, then he has no right to have the neshama. The neshama is really not given to him under those circumstances. Says the Tana, Hamafana liba levatolo, hareza meschai v'nafshol. Somebody who has the ability to learn and he doesn't learn, meschai v'nafshol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you owe me your nefesh. You don't use your nefesh for the purpose I gave it to you. And in general, he says, a person, there are two types of situations. Somebody could lend me something, and somebody could give me something as a gift. If somebody gives me something as a gift, so then I'm not embarrassed. On the contrary, a gift shows that this person cares for me. On the other hand, if somebody lends me something, I'm embarrassed that I had to borrow something. Says the Tana, Hamafana liba levatolo, you didn't use the neshama HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to learn Torah, then you're going to be embarrassed. Hareza meschai benafshoy, you're going to be embarrassed with the nefesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. You owe it as a halvah back to Hashem, and you will be embarrassed. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, interestingly enough, takes this a step further. He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created human beings, there was only one purpose. The purpose was that we should learn Torah and do mitzvahs all day, and we should not be involved with anything else. We all know Parshas Bereishis, when Adam HaRishon did the Aveira of the Eitz Hadas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cursed him, B'zeis HaPecha Toich HaLochem. From then on, a person already has to take time to work, to do other things, and he doesn't have the time to learn. Says the Tana, when a person is alone and he has no other responsibilities, or it's by night, at night there's no work, there's not much going on, he's traveling on the road. Now he's not busy that he should say, I have all these other responsibilities that take up my time. Such a person, says Rabbi Yaakov in Pshat in the Mishnah, if such a person under those circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you an opportunity now that you do have the time to learn Torah, and instead of seizing that moment, Mefana Libo Levatola, you don't use it properly, you waste the time, you don't have the heter, I'm working because I need to earn a living. Such a person, Mischayiv Benafshay. And again, Rabbi Yaakov also points out, why does the Tana use the word Nafshay? So he says the Nafshay refers to the refers to the Moyach, to the mind. If a person doesn't use the mind that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him for what he's supposed to, he's abusing the gift that was given to him by Hashem. And therefore, Mischayiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will hold him responsible for such activity. But I saw a beautiful word from the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim says that what usually happens is that as a person gets older, that's when he starts realizing what's important. That's when he starts making a cheshbon nefesh. Says the Tana, Hanur Belaila, he wakes up by night and recognizes the Mefana Libo Levatola, how much time did I waste in this lifetime? Hareza Meschai Benafshai, he will be held responsible for not having acted when he had the ability, when he was young and strong, to do what he was supposed to do. Rav Elie Lapian explains this Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, "Hamahalach b'derech b'yichidi," refers to individuals that think that they could figure it out themselves better. They could take a path by themselves, and they don't have to look at their previous generations. They don't have to look at the Gedolei Yisrael. Hamahalach b'derech b'yichidi. Somebody thinks that he could be a yachid, that he could be an individual, and chart out his own path. Hareze Meschayiv B'Nafshei. He also explains Hamafana Libel of Atala are the same way. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuvav Amud Beis, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libi Boy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. But if we let our hearts, we let our emotions that aren't always in check overtake us, then we're not going to be on the right path. I saw another pshat from the Sefer Or HaYosher. The Gemara Masechta Bava Metzia Daf Pei Gimel on the base says, Ha'olam Hazeh Doim Lelaila. This world is like the night. And in the world that we live in, there are a lot of different distractions. There are a lot of different situations that don't allow us to do what we have to do. But sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability, gives us the bracha. Hamahalach b'derech yichidi. Hanar b'layla. A person is up by night. But it's night. This world is light. It's dark. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the bracha that you know that you could be able to see in this dark light. And Mahalach B'derech B'Yechidi, you don't have to rely on other people. You, Baruch Hashem, have Parnasa. So you're blessed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed you. And with all of that blessing, Chas V'Sholem, HaReza Mefana Liba Levatala, you don't use those brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you to use them and say, well, now I can accomplish so much. To such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, HaReza Meschai V'Nafshai, I have more of a claim to you. You could have done. I gave you the ability to do the right thing and you didn't. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the koyach and the schus and the moyach to know what we should do with our time.